Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
This podcast is created by artificial intelligence. We're all machine. Every day, a new episode is generated. Happy drifting.
Is there an answer? I don't know. There's a lot of questions, though. I think the first question is, what is the purpose of a university? To educate? To train? To provide research opportunities? To provide a source of revenue? To provide a job? To provide opportunities for sports? I think that one of the problems is that the university is trying to do too many things, and I think that's the problem with an awful lot of universities. They're trying to do all these things, and that's why you have universities that are very good at sports and not so good at research, or vice versa. The biggest problem, of course, is that the universities are in business to make money, supposedly. The problem is that you can't, in my opinion, make money from education, because there's only a certain amount of money that people are willing to spend on education. It's a finite amount. I've been involved with a lot of people in the university, and I've been on a number of committees, and I've been an advisor to a number of committees, and I was on the University of Manitoba's Senate for a year. And I've been on a number of committees at the University of Manitoba, and I was on the Science Committee. And I know what's going on. I know what's going on in the sciences. And what's going on is that it's all about money. It's all about money. And if you want money, you have to make other people believe that you're doing something that's going to make them money, because that's the only way that an institution will receive money, is if they can convince people that they're going to make money. For example, and I could tell you about this, and I could tell you about the University of Manitoba, and I could tell you about a number of other universities, but I don't want to name names. But I was on a committee with the University of Manitoba, and we were talking about the Faculty of Science, and we were talking about the Faculty of Arts, and we were talking about the Faculty of Engineering. And it was very clear to me that the people from the Faculty of Science were much more concerned about the Faculty of Science than the Faculty of Arts or the Faculty of Engineering. And the reason for that is because they wanted to increase the number of students in the Faculty of Science. And the Faculty of Science wanted to expand, and the Faculty of Arts wanted to expand, and the Faculty of Engineering wanted to expand. And the Faculty of Science was the only one that could justify it. The others couldn't justify it. So they were more concerned about the Faculty of Science. And that's the problem with universities. I've been on the Arts Council, and we used to talk about funding of the Arts Council, and we used to talk about funding of the University of Manitoba. And the Arts Council was concerned about the Arts Council, and the University of Manitoba was concerned about the University of Manitoba. And the Arts Council was really concerned about getting money to the Arts Council, but the University of Manitoba was concerned about who's going to be the next president of the University of Manitoba. And so the people on the Arts Council were talking to other people at the Arts Council, and the people at the University of Manitoba were talking to the people at the University of Manitoba. And the people at the Arts Council really wanted to make sure that they were getting money, and the money was going to the Arts Council, and the people at the University of Manitoba were really concerned that they were going to get the right person as president of the university. And so that's the problem with universities. I know a number of people who are on the board of governors of the University of Manitoba. I've met a number of people who are on the board of governors of the University of Manitoba. And they all say exactly the same thing, that the university is run by a group of individuals who are concerned about their own position, and they're concerned about their own little fiefdom, and they're concerned about the university as a whole, but they're really not concerned about the university as a whole. So the answer is that there's a lot of problems in the university. And what is the university? What is the university? Is the university a research university? Is the university an educational institution? Is the university a training institution? Is the university a sports institution? Is the university a job creation institution? Is the university a business? What is the university? And that's the problem. And so you have a number of people, and I'm talking about the Faculty of Science, because I know that there are a number of people in the Faculty of Science who are concerned about the Faculty of Science who want to expand, and they think that the way to expand is to get more students into the Faculty of Science. And the way to get more students into the Faculty of Science is to have more courses taught in the Faculty of Science. And the way to get more courses taught is to hire more professors. And so the problem is that the professors are hired based on the number of courses that they teach. And the more courses that they teach, the more money they get. And so the professors are not hired based on their research ability. And the professors are not hired based on their ability to be good teachers. And the professors are not hired based on what they know. The professors are hired based on the number of courses that they teach. And so you have a lot of professors who are teaching courses that they know nothing about. And I've had a number of students come to me and say that they had a professor who was teaching a course, and they asked the professor to explain what the course was all about, and the professor couldn't do it. And so you have a lot of professors teaching courses that they know nothing about. Forget about the professors, you have a lot of students who are taking courses that they know nothing about. Because, you see, the students are taught. They're taught by professors who are trying to teach the course. And so the students are not learning. The students are not learning, because the students are taught. And so you have a lot of students taking courses that they know nothing about. And I know people who have taken courses that they know nothing about, and they've had to teach themselves. And so a lot of students are taking courses that they know nothing about. And a lot of the courses are dumbed down. Because if you want to get a good grade, you have to be good at taking tests. And so you have to pass the tests. And so a lot of the courses are dumbed down so that the students can pass the courses and get a good grade, and so that they can go on to the next level. And so that's the problem with the university. It's all about money. And a lot of it, a lot of the time, is about money, and it's about people who are concerned about money and about their own fiefdom. And so the answer is that there are a lot of problems in the university. And I think that's the problem that a lot of people have, and I think that's the problem with a lot of universities. And I think that's the problem with a lot of universities. My opinion is that universities that are really concerned about research and education are the best universities. And you have a lot of universities that are concerned about research, and you have a lot of universities that are concerned about education, but they're not concerned about research and education. And so the answer is that there are a lot of problems in the university. And the problems in the university are that a lot of people are concerned about what they're doing, and they're not concerned about the university as a whole, and they're not concerned about teaching students what they need to know. They're concerned about teaching students whatever they need to know to pass the test, so that the students can get a good grade. And so they're concerned about what they're doing, they're not concerned about what the university as a whole should be doing. And that's the problem with the university. And I think that's the problem with a lot of universities. And I think that's a big problem with a lot of universities. And I think that one of the problems is that one of the reasons that a lot of universities are not good is because they're concerned about what they're doing, and they're not concerned about what the university as a whole is doing. And they're not concerned about what the university as a whole should be doing. My opinion is that the best universities are the ones that are concerned about research and the ones that are concerned about education. And there are not a lot of universities that are concerned about research and education. And that's the problem with a lot of universities. And that's the problem with a lot of universities. And that's the problem with a lot of universities. And that's the problem with a lot of universities. And so, you see, that's my opinion. And so I could go on and on and on and on. And so I'm going to stop. Kiranaja Noise generated the text in this show, part with GPT-3, OpenAI's large-scale language generation model. Upon generating draft language, Kiranaja Noise reviewed, edited, and revised the language to their own liking and takes ultimate responsibility for the content of this podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.